We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
It feels like Miami.
Miami, 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 Miami,
Miami,
Miami, Miami, Miami, Miami, Miami, Miami.
It feels like Miami.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Heat Beat Podcast. I'm your host, Giancarlo Navas, and under weird circumstances with me today, on the bottom of the screen here on twitch.tv/MIAHeatBeat, home of the Hangover Time postgame show and our Miami Heat Beat pregame show, Alphonse Cindy.
What's going on, everybody?
Greg Olson.
No hangover time tonight.
Wait, I don't know if you heard. Wait. You're muted.
I'm muted.
Can you hear us? You can just not hear G.
You just can't hear me. We're doing this again.
They're saying you're muted.
Okay, we'll fix this.
They can hear me and Alf.
Let's.
That's really what's important.
Host the show for Alf. Alf, take us home.
All right, so there will be no hangover time tonight because the game against the Boston Celtics has been postponed because they were going to have to run 3-on-3, basically, if they actually played the game. Yes. Down below, we have Jack Alfonso, host of the Weird Al pregame show. When's that starting to happen?
Yeah. Next game, right? Tuesday is the next game.
Yeah.
We'll have it ready by then. We were supposed to have a normal Giancarlo Navas pregame show today. That didn't happen.
And you, can you hear me now?
Obviously.
I mean, I can hear you.
I can hear you. That was never the problem.
Yeah.
Don't say okay. You got to ask the.
Okay. Well, we're going to do, we're going to. Yeah. My cam's frozen. Hold on. We're going to do one thing. Something very, very wrong happened. Hold on. I have an idea. We're going to fix this. Watch this. Are we ready?
This is amazing.
This won't be a problem when I'm hosting the pregame show.
We're going to use my dreaded camera that I hate.
Oh,
yeah, I don't.
Oh my God, you're almost looking at the camera.
This was always an option.
Yeah, I don't like this. I rather hate it. the colors are awful. It's a very washed.
This was literally what everybody's been asking for weeks. Yeah, this was always an option with your face directly at the camera.
Yeah, it was, but unfortunately,
I don't know if seeing more of G's face is a good thing.
Yeah, the camera quality is not very.
Yeah, he did a last pregame and it made me really uncomfortable. He just looked at me while I talked and I really didn't like it.
Yeah, it's awful. Camera quality is bad. I don't like this.
Brass Jazz says we could use a producer.
We can't listen. This is a bottom tier production here. This is not Hangover Time. Hangover Time is an A+ production hosted by Brass. Yeah, chat saying that I'm not muted and that's a problem. Well, a weird start to a show, but a weird day indeed. The Miami Heat were supposed to play the Boston Celtics in about half an hour. We were supposed to be doing, or right now, actually, we were supposed to be, Jack and I would have finished our pregame show about now, and the Heat would have played the Jason Tatum-less and Jaylen Brown-less Celtics. Instead, the Heat can't field a team. They don't have the necessary eight players to play. Partly because Goran Dragic and Myers Leonard and Gabe Vincent and Max Strus and Mo Harkless and like everybody's just hurt. And then they have Avery Bradley in the protocol for the health for being in contact with somebody with COVID due to contact tracing. And then there's one other player that we don't know that has an inconclusive test. So it's a bit weird. Alf, I want to start with
Max you. Max Strus get hurt.
I think that he's been inactive because of that. I think that he has some sort of injury.
Like Max Strus and Gabe Vincent and Myers Leonard, how'd they get
hurt? Well, Myers got hurt last game. Myers had some sort of shoulder strain.
From TikToks, right?
Yeah, I know he got
he's
hurt.
Doing really and, complicated TikTok, and
their muscles are atrophying for so much from not actually
from all the activity.
From all the inactivity. Yeah, man, we knew this was coming, right? This is not a surprise. Like, people are like going crazy. I can't believe, I'm not going to say I called it because I don't think I was the only person saying this. From the beginning, I said this is, it's not that it's not going to work. It's not going to look pretty. It's going to be disjointed. Yeah. There's going to be postponements. The fact is they should have raised it to like 20 active guys on a roster for every game. Like these were extreme circumstances and they needed extreme solutions like the bubble. They didn't use the bubble. So you needed to raise the active rosters. This is not the NFL. The NFL is 50 guys on a roster. You're talking about 15 guys in one locker room. You get one contact tracing. One guy gets it, then the whole team has to be contact traced and put on the bench for 7 days. Like it's going to be ugly. They're going to finish it because money's involved. And I think people are like, they need to pause the season. They need to do this. There's too much money involved. They're going to push through it just like baseball did, but it's going to be as ugly, actually uglier.
And the NFL.
Huh?
The NFL's having a playoff right now and they push through.
50 man rosters, one game a week. It's a lot easier to do. Baseball, 25-man rosters, several games a week, but way less travel. 3 games, 4 games in one city.
And they don't have to stand next to each other during the game.
They're socially distant by design on the field, right?
Yeah.
It's an outdoor game. You're talking about – this is a whole different scenario. They didn't – I applauded the NBA, the way they handled the bubble. They did not – to me – they did not handle this well as far as active players on a roster. They could have moved the bubbles around. There could have been other options. Everything was a logistical nightmare. They chose this way. They're going to finish it. But this is how it's going to look for the rest of the season.
So let's talk about something. Because like Jack, you and I were talking on the pregame show yesterday, and we were kind of saying that the Wizards leave a wake of positive cases everywhere they go. They play the Nets, and then KD's positive. They play the Bulls or something, and then the people are positive there. And then they play the Celtics, and then there's positive cases and they just leave a trail of positive cases everywhere that they go. I don't want to blame this. This is not a blame thing, right? COVID happens and it's just a part of our lives and it's awful. But if I'm to guess, it has to be the Celtic game on Wednesday, right? Because you don't play somebody yesterday and then get a positive test today. I don't think that the turnaround is less than 24 hours to get infected and then to start showing COVID in a test. I'm not a health expert, but from what I understand, that's not really how the virus works.
You're not?
None of us are doctors, in case that's shocking.
Big ass disclaimer.
I'm a doctor of basketball. I'm a doctor of Spanish pick and rolls, of drop schemes, of other basketball plays.
Yeah.
Corner threes terminology, but
not a virologist. Yeah,
restricted areas. We're not epidemiologists. A lot of people in the chat are talking about the bubble. This has been a big talking point. Alf kind of mentioned it. There's just no way they could have done the bubble in its past iteration again, both for like mental health reasons, logistical reasons. Now they would have to include all 30 teams. Would have been a much longer thing. It just wasn't doable. Maybe there was something they could have worked out with like multiple bubbles moving around. Like there could have been something, but like it did feel like this was an inevitability. And like they were so good at planning the bubble, which was like this logistical like achievement. And you would think like maybe not the bubble again, but there's like some kind of middle ground between the bubble and like no plan at all, which is kind of what this was like. I mean, yeah. This was just going to happen and everybody kind of knew it. So it's just weird.
It's kind of,
there was no, I hear you on the no plan thing. It felt like the plan was like, you know, one guy gets it, you know, if anyone spoke to him for longer than 2 minutes after the game, they were going to be contact traced and put out for, you know, 7 days, like four, some days, sometimes it's 4 days, sometimes it's 2 days, depending on how good the player is. Sometimes it's 3 days. Like it just seems like, I don't know. I just don't, it seems like the plan, it does not take into account for how viruses actually work. So like, I don't understand how the plan was ever going to be truly successful. You know, I just, my thing is I'm surprised at how surprised people are, because it's not even like a lot of guys are getting COVID. It's just the fact that once one guy gets COVID, you have to shut. So the domino effect of you know, you play the Wizards on Saturday, then you play the Celtics, and then one guy in the Wizards had it. So everyone, it's just the domino effect is just too much. And it's, and you're seeing the, you know, you're seeing the effects of it now.
So Gary Washburn,
and to your point.
No, go ahead, Jack.
But just to your point, like there's just like so little margin for error because they didn't expand rosters. So it's like, I mean, it was just natural that you were going to have games where people were like, I have seven players available, both because you have a shortened off season, because like, I mean, the Heat had like a month off. So it's like, I mean, they're another factor. It's not just COVID affecting the Heat. It's like a combination of COVID and guys have like different leg and like bodily injuries. So it's like, this was just kind of an inevitability. And like, when you have like a 15 player roster, you have such a small margin for error because like two players are going to get COVID. You have one guy with a shoulder thing, one guy with another thing. And like, then you got seven players.
They should have did 20 man rosters with like five guys sequestered at all times. Like, and they could have did like a reality show with it. Like, it'd be a house with Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, Chris Silva, Beasley, and Chalmers. Like, oh, come I'd on, like,
shit out of that. And we might need to create a separate podcast just to cover that.
And then when
you don't have like people on an extra roster, you have like a bubble of reserve players just kind of standing by in some Big Brother situation, yeah, like Survivor Island, where it's COVID free. So you then just have this well of COVID free players that like, we're calling you up to the big leagues. And then like later on you get,
well,
like,
they have to do challenges to get called up. Like, yes. Right. Like,
oh yeah. Yeah. Of course
they have to go out into the wilderness.
And you raise money. Yeah. And you raise money on that. And you recoup some of your TV investment.
Why don't they talk
to Silver? We're here.
They didn't talk to us before.
We have ideas. Listen, at NBA, we have ideas. So, you know, I'm pretty, what makes sense to me is they got it in the Celtic game. The Celtics have like a million players. I think it's like seven guys out or six guys out, whatever, that either have been tested positive for COVID, like Jason Tatum, or have contact traced to somebody who is positive. Right. So that would make sense. The Wednesday game, they play the Celtics on Wednesday, you know, we're at Sunday. That's about 4 days. That would make sense that, okay, a COVID test, we get an inconclusive COVID test. And that's kind of where we're at with that. I don't know so much if it was Wizards games before we all start slamming.
I think you're trying to figure out what game it happened is silly.
No, like, it's not. I did want to mention
there is no
covering my bases.
We have there's one inconclusive test and a bunch of contact tracing. Like, literally, there's nothing, there's no proof that anybody on the Heat has gotten COVID since the bubble, right? So I think we're trying to do too much. I heard Sedano called Christian a Twitter doctor today, which doesn't surprise me that Sedano was slanderous against somebody. I mean,
just listen, that's George's MO.
That's just how he rolls. But yeah, I think you're trying to figure out what game it happened, because we don't even know if anything happened.
Oh, of course.
It's just following the protocols. This is what's going to go on. And they didn't do the Survivor House.
I want to read to you something.
Should have done the Survivor House.
So Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe reported this. It's uncertain how Tatum.
Fuck Gary Washburn. No, wait. Stop right there. Why? This Who's is Gary the guy Washburn? Who kept LeBron's. You don't know who Gary Washburn is? He's the guy who voted Melo for MVP.
Oh, fuck that guy. Okay, the person who should not be named reported, he put in his article in the Boston Globe, it's uncertain how Tatum contracted the virus, but according to the league's research by medical experts, it's nearly impossible to pass the virus during an NBA game, according to the Center of Disease Control's website. Transmission risk is at, in quote, individual who has close contact within 6 feet for a total of 15 minutes or more. End quote. According to the NBA research, players are not in close contact with each other for remotely close to 15 minutes during a game. Now, Alf's making a face because that's just fucking stupid. What do they mean?
It's weird. It's hard to think about.
What do you think?
That means if I move fast enough throughout my day, like I just can't, COVID can't catch me. We should have never had a mask mandate. Everyone should just have to move really fast. Like, you know, just constantly be, you know,
dunking.
Yeah. And I don't believe that because Kendrick Nunn got COVID and he hasn't stayed with it.
He loses his guy in a second.
It makes sense that Avery Bradley is the one that was the first in the protocol. Now, he's the only guy who's out here trying to guard anybody.
Kendrick Nunn practiced social distance defense all the time. So I don't believe that.
I mean, it was just a ridiculous thing that like the NBA was saying. I was like, excuse me, what are you talking about? Like, what the fuck is that?
I to an extent. I don't want to be a Twitter doctor on this. And like,
I don't want to either, but like, that's a ridiculous thing to say. I know
the rules are like kind of, we learn more things about how the virus spreads, but that is like one of those things where it doesn't sound real to me. And it doesn't make sense to me that like, I don't know, like Dwayne Wade dunking on Anderson Varejao, like his nuts in his face. Like you're telling me that's fine. You're telling me that's like all good. Nothing to worry about contact tracing there. This guy, like, is on top of Anderson Varejao.
I find it hard to believe that, like, you know, 6 months, 7 months ago, we were wiping our deliveries with Clorox.
I'm still doing it. Wait, you stopped?
Yeah,
I got my Instacart order yesterday. I wiped that shit down with the Lysol wipes.
And now we're finding that you can play basketball inside without masks, and not as long as you move quickly enough. But it's those conversations after the game.
It's the recruiting,
the hugs, and all that. That's where it's happening. But it's not you know playing defense or actually sweating on other guys and playing another basketball game. I didn't know. I'd been playing more basketball.
Clutch Adam.
There's a good point in the chat, mate.
No, go.
Did Clutch Adam say something? He said, yeah, the CDC should ask Usain Bolt how he got the virus. But that's good. I wanted to address another comment that says, I want you to think about this though. People for their job had to sit through game film and measure how much contact and for how many minutes, and contact lasted to research this shit. I don't think any of us are like saying that the CDC is wrong. None of us know shit about anything. Do not listen to us. Like, this is just us talking out of our asses. Please wear a mask. Do what the CDC says. If you're listening to Miami Heat Beat on the virus advice,
duck.
You're already dead. Like,
duck.
Move as fast as you can.
I mean, not to make a joke out of it, but like when poor Tyler Hero was guarding Jason Tatum, who tested positive for COVID, right? Like, Tyler's legit in Jason's body, right? Because he's a small dude. So he's really like, I remember he's like getting really low and he's pushing up against him. You're telling me that Jason Tatum's fucking breathy ass is not breathing on Tyler on a spin move? Like, you fucking serious?
It's just antithetical. Listen,
it just doesn't make sense.
I'm not saying that they're wrong, because far be it from me, you know what I'm saying? Like, to tell anybody, you know, the CDC how to run their business, you know. But it just seemed antithetical to me that everything they've told us is like, you know, 6 feet apart, wear your mask, you know, wash your hands, sanitize, you know, scrub your balls when you get home. And now it's like, you can play basketball inside with no mask. It's impossible to get COVID while playing basketball.
Just don't play defense.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, I just didn't know that basketball was the cure for COVID. Like,
we're good.
We didn't need a vaccine. We just
where was this in March?
Exactly. We've been playing basketball this entire time.
Honestly, like the NBA might get herd immunity as a community before we all get vaccinated. I mean, at the rate that this is going.
So it said Alpha.
Cyclops says
Alpha was scrubbing his balls until COVID.
Scrubbing his balls.
I just scrubbed them harder.
Well, I don't do anything that the CDC doesn't tell me explicitly to do. So I just didn't know I was supposed to be doing that.
I mean, they're words to live by. Whatever Dr. Fasci will tell me to clean my genitalia. Hey, everybody. Before we get into today's pod, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here on Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you wanted to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you'll receive cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and e-learning course filled with tips and tricks. On top of that, we'll get you show published to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and other listening platforms. And the best part is that you can get this all for $15 a month. That's the same rate that any other hosting site would just charge you for the initial setup. So whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to your sports experience. Acceptance to the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check out the description box for this episode to find out more. That's bwhustle.com/join.
OG Production 17 says it sucks we can't watch basketball due to COVID. I mean, there's other games on. I mean, the Clippers and the Bulls played a fun game. I want to get into, so Christian Hernandez is going to join us in a bit. I do want to get into something that he reported. We retweeted it out of the Heatbeat account. You can follow him at I Can Be Your Hero. And he says, source tells me the NBA is looking to meet to plan next steps for how the league manages this situation. Various teams cannot field a playable roster and the product is severely damaged. The teams want a pause, which makes sense. I mean, I was saying before, like, the NBA cares a lot about optics, right? They care a lot about how they care about winning headlines. They care about winning the Twitter day. They care about being the woke league. They care about how they look. So I've always thought that, like, if they take a loss and if they pause, like, the league, that looks bad. That's almost admitting we fucked up. We did not do this right. Our protocols were not, like, right. Like, we didn't play this right. And they care about that.
But they would win the day if they decided and said, you know what? It's not right. Let's pause.
I don't know about that.
Would win the optics back. If they decided that the health of their players came first. Really good. It would look great. It would absolutely look great for them optically. But the problem at the end of the day is this is about money. The reason, you know, I'm not going to go into like a political diatribe or, you know, social diatribe. But a lot of the reasons that we are where we are with COVID is because, you know, in this country, in capitalism, we can't slow down. Like, we have to keep pushing through no matter how many people die. And that is what's happening with the NBA. Like, I'm not saying players are going to die, but like, this country is just, it's full speed ahead no matter what. You know, I'm looking at my Instagram every day and I'm seeing people got outside doing things. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, I thought there was a pandemic. Like, we're setting records for deaths every day. And it's like things are opening up more and more. So right now, the NBA is basically a slave to what's going on in this country right now. You have to keep moving. Nobody's going to bail the NBA out. They got to keep making money. You know, it's not going to be okay to just stop it for a few months. And like, cause really you would say, hey, let's stop it for 3 months and everybody get the vaccine and we'll get back to work. It just doesn't work that way here. You have to keep going.
They don't want to play again. They don't want to have a playoff in October against the NFL. And I think for all that we talk about, it's a bottom line industry and their bottom line was hurt, not just by the bubble product, not just by it being weird, but they had a nice schedule where for their most important parts of their season, they were not competing with anybody except for maybe baseball. And who the fuck cares about baseball, right? Like I don't think they want to do that when their NBA finals are going up against NFL regular season games and they're fucking getting their ass kicked by, you know, Bears Colts. Right on Sunday night. Those are
two playoff teams, right?
Are they?
I swear to God, I did not know the Bears. Like, I didn't know they were in the playoffs yesterday. I found out the Bears were in the playoffs today in the group chat when Tiffany was like, "Oh, I hope the Bears win a playoff game today." I was like, "What are you talking about?"
I thought she was kidding.
Bears?
I didn't know they were good.
That's, I was like, "Isn't their quarterback Mitch Trubisky?" Like, yeah, how are they in the playoffs? But apparently, like, I found out the last game of the season that the Giants had a chance to get in. I was like, "The Giants suck." And that's my favorite
team in that division sucks.
Yeah, but it was literally my favorite team. And that's how much I paid attention to football this year. Like, it's but yeah, they don't want to go. You're right. They don't want to go up against the NFL. They don't want to take a 3-month break like they did last time. Like they're trying to avoid all those things, right?
That shit kills interest for casual fans too, man. Like, you know, I think we know, like, in content creation, I mean, we see the kind of download trends and shit. And, you know, when you take you take 3 months off and you really got to get back going, like, we're on Twitter all day, but, like, you know, the average Joe is not, you know, as connected as we are. It's tough to get hyped up and you lose people,
dude, man. Fantasy basketball. I didn't check my lineup and like half my guys were out due to COVID. Like I scored 30 points for the week. It was insane. Like
I was mad. I didn't pick up a sixer yesterday. I thought that game was going to get canceled.
But I was like, how am I even going to, I can't pay that much attention to like a daily league like that. Like it's just not going to happen. So it's tough. And I mean, with a game getting canceled, like, we're talking about casual fans. Like, if somebody's like really into the NBA because of fantasy, like, this is just, you know, it's fucking it up for them. So, I don't know. Like I said, we knew this was going to happen. I believe wholeheartedly they are going to push through, no matter what. They are going to barrel headfirst into COVID until they can get vaccines, and then hopefully the vaccines around by the playoffs and everything's all good to go. Like, and hopefully nobody develops a heart condition.
Like that's and like I think they'll mostly be fine. I mean, obviously this looks embarrassing and the optics aren't good, and like, you know, what the fuck are the Heat gonna do? They if they can't play today, how are they gonna play on Tuesday, right? And they play the Sixers, so what's gonna happen?
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Play the Sixers Tuesday and Thursday. Can the Sixers put a team out there? Can the Heat put a team out there? Like, what's happened? Like, what are they going to do going forward? I don't know. I mean, kind of waiting. And the reason why we kind of waited until 7 to do this was we were kind of waiting for more reporting, but it's really been hushed. The Herald hasn't said anything. Woj and Shams have been pretty quiet on that front. Like, you know, if that inconclusive test, whoever that is, comes back positive, then
shit show.
Dude, and Jack, you know, Jack, we talked about this yesterday on the pregame. They built in a cushion to reschedule games, right? So like the reason why the season
to me is they
look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with 2-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
And this is
they
the
planned
first
for this. I mean, they did plan for this for postponements and like rescheduling. They left, I guess, the like back half of the season more or less unscheduled so they could have more flexibility, like figuring things out, because they knew this was going to happen, because everybody knew this was going to happen, because this is just how things work. So it is kind of weird that, like, I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Like, you would have thought that they would have been kind of more free with, like, oh, obviously this was going to happen, so instantly, no question, let's postpone. Let's figure this out later and, like, give ourselves the cushion. And, like, you know, as soon as, like, the problem kind of presents itself, like, leap on it, get it solved, and, like, move on. But, like, also, I'm not privy to those internal discussions. I'm stupid as hell. So, like, well, I'm not a logistics guy.
But, Jack, it's like they try to power through some of this stuff and ignore what's going on. And it's like, I feel like they exacerbated the problem because, like I said, a domino effect. The more people get it, the more people, you know, the more they travel, the more you have to contact trace, the more guys are going to have to sit out. It's just, it's a nightmare. It really is. And, like, we're also just like I said, hopefully nobody develops a heart condition down the line. Like, we're ignoring one of the things
long-term effects.
Yeah. We're ignoring the fact that, you're openly exposing, young men to a virus, and not just young men, the people that work in these arenas, coaches, you're exposing all these people to this virus, and for the sake of profit, and you don't know what the effect it's going to have on them. Like, what if an assistant coach dies? Like Brass Jazz just said in the comments, what if LeBron gets it? Does everything shut down at that point? Like, I mean, I don't think we're thinking about, I think we're talking about a lot of the, you know, the sports side of it and societal side of it, just like humanity, like morality. Like, is this
ethical?
Is this ethically right to even be playing this, the game right now? It's kind of like, it's out of our hands. So we just do our job. We report on it. We do our shows and everything. But at the end of the day, like, you know, like the other day when Kyrie decided he didn't want to play, I know it wasn't due to COVID, but I'm like, fuck it, Kyrie, don't play. Like, you're putting your health at risk every single time you're out there.
You know, Alf?
Yeah, and I think, Alf, you kind of mentioned it, like, we're kind of, like, left to the whims of, like, broader societal currents. Like, I mean, like, it's not the NBA that's deciding to just move forward with everything. Like, this is a top-down decision everybody kind of follows. Like, the NBA is not getting bailed out, like, here. Like, they're kind of like, we have to make our money because nobody's coming to, like, you know, save us. And that's kind of how everybody's moving. That's like, I know, like, that's how all of us are moving. Like, you got to do what your employer tells you to do. And like, you know, that's where you get the paychecks from. It doesn't matter if there's a, you know, a pandemic, better for better or worse. Like, you know, but like, Jack, we talk
about it all the time, right? Like, I'm lucky enough, my job, I've been home since March, right? I work from home every single day. My girlfriend works from home. Like, we just chill. Like, we don't go anywhere. We go to the supermarket with our masks on and come home. We don't do anything. But, like, let's say your job was having you go into work every day, like the NBA players are doing, right? They have to go to practice. They have to go to games. Like, it's a really hard thing to tell those people. And working class Americans, everybody who has to go into an office or a job, supermarket, warehouse, wherever you have to go, yeah, you have to do this Monday through Friday, but on Friday night, Saturday night, don't you dare have a good time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and we're doing that to NBA players right now. Like, I saw somebody say, I thought NBA players would be more responsible than this. First of all,
why are we blaming NBA players? How do we know it's them?
Let's stop COVID shaming people in the first place. Let's not do that. And then secondly,
unless you're going to,
we're asking them to entertain us, but don't you dare go get entertained yourself. You know what I mean?
It's a hard fucking dynamic where it's like, I mean, and then you're telling people and it doesn't really, like, you know, that kind of goes in with, like, early in the podcast where we're kind of confused about the rules of, like, all of this, where it's like, oh, so, like, while I'm working on the court, like, I can't get COVID, but, like, you know, I guess, you know, what if somebody gets, like, I don't know, what if James Harden goes and gets a lap dance, but it's not 15 minutes long?
I was about to say, first of all, like, if he didn't get the 3-for-1 special, because that, first of all, it's not actually 15 minutes, but that's a whole nother, you know, that's a whole nother topic.
That's a hangover type topic.
They never play all three songs in full. All right. So that, listen, I am on to you.
For not playing DJs. November Rain.
Yeah. Like, you're playing, you know, you're playing, you know, two verses and then you're moving to the next track. like, I know what you're doing.
You know,
like,
anyway. you see the finesse.
Well, exactly. So what if, like, if James Harden says, you know, the CDC said I can go ahead and get the champagne room, but 14 and a half minutes only, because 15 minutes is when the COVID hits, right? Like why can't he do that? You know, if we're going to follow those guidelines, he can go play basketball every day, but he can't, you know, 13 minute lap dances. I mean, let's say he really like shades on the side of caution and cuts it off at 13 minutes. He should be fine.
He's doing the right thing. Bring it in on the bottom. Our statistician and photoshopper, Christian Hernandez, coming late to the show. Had stuff to do. What's up, Chris?
What's up?
Kind of getting in this conversation about kind of the league and COVID and kind of what it means for the players. And something I was talking about yesterday was players not only have their own inner circle, right? Like the players don't have just themselves, but they have this orbit around them that includes chefs, trainers, masseuses, all these people that are kind of involved in their day-to-day activities that are divorced from the team, right? So like kind of to Al's point about like COVID shaming or any of this, like you don't know if the chef got like Avery Bradley sick or something. You don't know if a masseuse is what got, you know, Jason Tatum sick or a chef or the chef had contact with someone who then had contact with Jason Tatum. You know what I mean? Like we're just assuming, you know, that people online are assuming that these players are going out, like they're all like James Harden and they're, you know, they're getting titties in their face for 14 minutes. But
16 minutes is where titties.
Okay. Yeah. That's wait. So NBA players aren't allowed to get titties in their face.
For less than 15 minutes,
less than 15 minutes. And you're allowed.
I guess that's a long time for getting titties in the face, right?
Like I gotta say, it's never been over 15 minutes in my life. That's all I gotta say. I'm good.
That is like total. In his whole life, 15 minutes of titties in his face, total. You know,
we have
G's at about 12 and a half. So you're fine.
We have a poll up on our Twitch chat. Will the Heat play another basketball game this season? You guys are leaning no, 57% so far. Kind of going no there, which I would kind of go no too. I think that I don't think we're going to see them play this week. I mean, it's pretty. I feel like it's unlikely. I mean, part of this is they have a lot of injuries. Let's remember that. Like this is not like they have seven guys out because of COVID. It's Goran Dragic with some knee soreness. It's that others. It's Mo Harkless, right? It's like it's all these guys that have like their little knickknack injuries, and they were kind of already like, oh, where they're questionable, and then this COVID stuff happened. So you know, maybe there's a world in which on Wednesday, you know, Goran's feeling a little better, and they put a product out on the field. Christian, I know we kind of read your report earlier. Maybe you can elaborate on that a little bit. You know, you said that the league was going to possibly talk about some steps going forward because the teams want to pause.
Yeah, I mean, I do have someone who I know who is a very good source within the league from a team perspective. So obviously this is coming from like a team perspective. And it seems like the teams really want to meet with the league to talk about, obviously, everything that's gone on this week in terms of cases around the league. And possibly look to maybe alter their strategy because it seems like a lot of teams want like just a pause right now. It's to get everybody at least healthy. And for me, I like just personally, I think it really just goes back to, does the NBA need to really play all these games? And I feel like they're really going to need to think about that, like especially with this season, because I don't think it's necessary.
72 games is always too much. It was always too much with a shortened off season with you're trying to make room for, you know, postponements. And it should have been 50 games and 20 man rosters. And you might have had a chance to get through this without too many hiccups. But 72 games, like what was like take 10 games off
TV
the season?
It's a TV contract. They had to get to 70.
Oh, God, Jesus. Capitalism is just stupid.
It's so dumb. But that's like literally like that's the explanation. The reason why they had to get to 70 games is because of the TV contracts and kind of their deal. And already ESPN, Turner, you know, all these companies lost a shit ton of games last season, not only because of the poor ratings, but, you know, they lost a chunk of their regular season, right? So the NBA already could not comply with the television contract. And if those, their most important business partners are the networks, you know, Disney, Turner, these people. And if they, you know,
They need kind to get of a stim check.
Make some, listen, don't we all?
They need their 1400.
Like, so that's kind of where they're at with that. And I mean, if they were to do a 50 game season, one or two games a week, you know, that seems doable, because then you have that 7-day cushion like the NFL did, right? And if you do have some cases and you have a 20-man roster now, and you have proper time to isolate, because if, for example, if today we have all these guys isolated and we're just fucking testing them after a week, we're going to know. We're going to know who has it and who doesn't.
So, yeah, I mean, if you had stretched it out, you know, you could have, the guys could quarantine for 4 or 5 days between games. If you had really stretched these games out, and had bigger rosters. I mean, and plus the Struess would have been loose a long time
KZ ago. KZ and Max Struess together, so finally loose. Playing minutes in a regular season.
So many
game.
Gabe Vincent starting at the one games. Like, we really could have answered a lot of questions going into the playoffs.
It's gonna be that graphic where it's like, you know, it's like, you know, you're not a real Heat fan if you don't know this, and it's a starting lineup of like Rodney Magruder, Josh Richardson, Luke Babbitt, Willie Reed, right? It's like all these Wayne Ellington. It's all these very random Heat players that started a game.
You're saying so it would have been the Gabe Vincent, Max Struess, KZ Akpala, Chris Silva, and Mo Harkless starting lineup.
Oh yeah, baby,
I'd like to see it.
Did you guys go through the Heat's injury report from today?
We did a little bit, but not totally. Would you want to read it for the audience?
I mean, just to go through it real quick, it was Avery Bradley out, health safety protocols. Goran Dragic questionable with right knee soreness. Myers Leonard questionable with a left shoulder strain. Kelly Olynyk questionable with a left groin contusion. And Gabe Vincent was probable with a right knee soreness. So, not even talking about COVID, the Heat had plenty of problems. And then obviously this happened.
Well, that's what Alf was joking about at the top. He's like, how did Gabe Vincent get hurt?
The muscles atrophied is what I think due to inactivity. Because it happens to me because I'm fat and lazy. So sometimes, like, I pull a muscle getting out of bed. It happens. So if I had more minutes, it wouldn't. I'd be a little more loose and a little bit more limber.
I pull a muscle when I sneeze sometimes, and it makes me feel so washed. If I sneeze really hard, like sometimes like the back of my calf gets really tight. I feel old and out of shape.
You're having an aneurysm. You need a...
Did I get that checked out?
You need to check. I heard Christian was a Twitter doctor from Sedona today.
Did George?
Oh,
really,
yeah, man.
Did Sedona call you a Twitter doctor?
He's been a little hostile towards me lately. I don't really understand.
Me too, like, yesterday. Like, he was upset that I questioned.
I'm reading like what the doctors are publishing about this pandemic that's all around us. Yeah, a lot of people like have a pretty good idea of how this virus works. Like, yeah, a lot of people were concerned about last night's game. A lot of people were pretty right about that.
What I did say
Twitter doctor.
Yeah, Sedano got mad at me because I said I don't think the league is handling this very well. I'm not sure that the league is doing a good job by letting them play against the Wizards. And by the way, the Wizards are playing tomorrow, and there's no talk about their game getting postponed or like that doesn't make a lot of sense. Considering,
but you got to remember, every time you say that they're not going to play NBA games, you're like threatening Sedano's livelihood.
That's true.
You know what I mean, like if you you were telling me that women aren't going to buy beauty products, you're threatening my regular job, and I'd be like, whoa, you dickhead! Women still need beauty products. Are you shut up? You know, so he takes that shit personally. I was surprised when he was on Hangover Time, he didn't yell at me once.
That was weird. It was weird.
Yeah, like we agreed on everything. Like I was like, what's going on?
It's not why I tuned in. I tuned in for you to get yelled at, and I was disappointed.
Brass created a bunch of gifts for when he yelled at me, and like we didn't get to you. We just had to play them all at the end because he never actually yelled at me.
Yeah, I saw that.
All the Michael Scott gifts.
Alf, we book guests in advance for Hangover Time, and now that shit's up in the air.
Listen, my guest for Tuesday, I'll just say Ryan Cortez from ESPN was like, yeah, dude, I'd love to come on. I just don't know if they're going to play the game. And I'm like, well, we'll play it by ear, I guess. Because I figured like, and I wanted Cortez on because it's, you know, for the Sixers slander and Heat propaganda. Yeah. But the problem is, like, I don't know if he's going to feel comfortable slandering a bunch of guys with COVID. Like,
it's a sensitive situation,
right? Like, you have to be nice. You know, it's a weird season, man. Like, it feels so silly. Like, we're like complaining about offensive rebounding and turnovers.
Oh, you bet we are, though. I mean, let me tell you something.
When there's guys out there, like, worried about getting a fucking deadly virus. Like, you know what I mean? It's like,
it's crazy to me that I read today, which maybe you guys were already aware of this, but do you know that the NBA's justification for basically not being worried about COVID spreading during a basketball game is that you guys talked about this?
That's what we're saying.
15 minutes?
Yeah. We're saying lab dances for 14 and a half minutes are okay.
If the scientists really say that that's just surprising to me. It's not like I'm not trying to like refute it. It's just like, damn, really? In all that time, like, what if you're guarding somebody really closely and like the game goes to overtime? That's got to be at least like 10 straight minutes of being like right in close proximity to somebody.
Well, Christian, what we're saying is antithetical to everything we've heard about COVID and how to prevent it and like what we're supposed to do. Like, if it's 15 minutes of constant contact, why the fuck was I wiping down my Uber Eats with Clorox wipes?
Why am I still washing my hands? I have a basketball court right outside my building. These guys are playing full court games every day for the last 4 months, and I don't see any, like, it hasn't gotten taped up once. That means that means they've never proven that somebody got sick playing there.
I would say
it must be right.
As long as you move fast enough, you can't get COVID. So that was,
damn.
We don't need to wear masks or anything. Just move quickly.
That's why the rules are anymore. It's crazy.
That's why Avery Bradley, we said that's why Avery Bradley got COVID. He was the only guy playing defense, the only guy up in dudes, and that's why he's in the protocol.
But pause. And but the only person who Kendrick Nunn got it, and that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, he's socially distant by design.
I love how we're repeating jokes just for Christian.
Yeah, just for Christian. Like the pod audience is gonna love this.
Because I'm not gonna listen to it later. So this is perfect.
For all the people that have been watching this whole time, we're hearing the same jokes again.
You guys might not get basketball for a week, so enjoy these rehashed jokes.
Yeah, I'm still going to do Hangover. Listen, I'll let you guys know I'm still doing Hangover Time, whether the games or not. Like, this was an emergency pod, but there will be Hangover Times, whether because I'm going to lie to my girlfriend and say there was a basketball game for an excuse so I can drink during the week. So I have to do these shows, or I'm just going to pretend, like, just stare at a computer. I'm going to be in my room, like, in front of my desk, drinking and talking to nobody.
Play highlights from an old game so she hears Eric and Karate.
Yeah, I just might, like, just talk to Tiffany and Siobhan and Joey just on a Zoom call and just like, baby, I'm doing Hangover Time. Like, that's why I'm drunk. So I'm going to be doing the show, whether it's broadcasted or not. Alf will be doing Hangover Time.
The show will go on.
I need an excuse.
Listen, we have a pod scheduled for tomorrow, a stream scheduled for tomorrow at 7. I imagine we'll have more news and we'll talk about it there. Gentlemen, before we get out of here, Alf, what the fuck's next for the league? I mean, they're staring down the barrel of, you know, potentially three teams that have barely a roster. We know Christian's report. You know, what do you think this goes the next week?
There's going to be other postponements, not cancellations, but postponements. But they're going to keep forging straight ahead. Like, they're going to put their heads down at some point. My real prediction is at some point, because there are so many states that where doses are going bad because there's a lot of people that don't want the vaccine and this and that.
There's shit going bad. People don't want them. Yes. I want it.
Oh yeah, no, it's happening for a variety of reasons. Like, and they don't have like the infrastructure in place to like administer them, and then they just go bad. Like,
yeah. So I think the NBA will use that as an excuse at some point and say, well, if these doses are going bad anyway, just give us 15 per team and let's get our guys vaccinated. Like, I honestly,
what? Hold on, wait a second. What happens if like they give 7 per team? How does this work?
Oh, you know,
is it minute distribution? Is it
your starters and your six
by
man
per by per? Yeah. Like, is it a PER ranking?
It's going to be the starters go on and precious is what I'm trying to tell you. Nobody.
Well, Bam has had it already. Do you want to roll the dice with his
antibodies? No, it's been too long.
I'm asking. Yeah, Kendrick Nunn doesn't get it right.
But no, I do.
Is this reckless?
It is super reckless. But no, I think at some point that the NBA does go ahead and all the sports leagues say, listen, if you guys got doses going bad, send them our way so we can get our guys vaccinated so we can continue to entertain the American populace, blah, blah, blah. They'll make some impassioned, appeal to the heartstrings of America. And yeah, I think they'll get the vaccine sooner. And honestly, if vaccines are going bad, you might as well go give it to Tyler Hero. And, you know, let's get the league going. drip the vaccine into his veins.
Christian, where do you think that this goes the next week as the league has three teams possibly decimated? And by the way, the Wizards, honestly, the most incredible story in the league, how they've managed to stay COVID free. Brian said in the chat that Beal's going to play tomorrow. So, I mean, shout out to the Wizards. I mean, that whatever's in their body, listen, whatever whatever is in Davis Bertans's blood, we should maybe study that.
Honestly, like all of last season, I thought the bubble was going to fail. I was talking a lot of shit and I was super wrong about that. So the NBA has earned a good amount of leeway with me. I think they'll probably figure it out. There's definitely going to be more postponements, like Alf said. But I can't imagine that it's going to be something that's going to stop the entire season. I think they're just probably going to transition to less games because it's just like, I get they're worried about the revenue, especially after last season, but they have to know that this will get better once this whole situation goes away, but they have to keep their players safe in the meantime.
Biden,
you can't compromise on that.
Biden, give silver vaccines. Let's go. Rock it.
Is that the answer either? To line cutters. People who need it more so that they're going bad anyway.
Give it to fucking Kendrick Nunn. Like, like, just give it to
Kendrick. Can't cut the line. Bam can cut the line. I draw the line at Kendrick.
Give it to
his last name is Adebayo. He should be first alphabetically.
That's true.
Like, Clutch Adam says one team to get vaccinated gets an extra first rounder. I like that.
Yeah, and anti-vaxxers, you know, you just have to sit out the season. Sorry, Michael Porter Jr., you're not going to be able to play this year.
Any team that has an anti-vaxxer, you know, that team loses a first rounder and it gives it to a team that is pro-vaccine.
Did we get a chance to talk about Gordon Hayward scoring 44 points on the day that they stormed the Capitol?
In Atlanta.
Did we talk about that? I feel like we should talk about that.
And on the pregame.
Son of a bitch.